Hey, everyone. It is Miss Flo, and you are listening and watching me to Go With The Flow. Forgive me if I am super tired sounding. It has been not only a long day, it has been a very exhausting week. A series of unfortunate events, if that makes sense. Hold on, I'm gonna try to. There you go. All right, had a bit of technical difficulties there, but okay, now you can see that I have my former student, Manaya, on the podcast here with me on the stream. Thank you again, Manaya, for coming through. Are you still there? Or are you eating? Okay, go ahead and say hi to the people.
Hello. Don't mind the small sounds in the background. Just playing Honkai
What is that?
Star Rail.
What is that?
It's a game.
What is the game about, Manaya?
Okay, this is gonna be a lot. So, it's basically a game about this train that's in space that travels to different planets to try to get rid of these things called Stellarons, which disrupt the how do I explain this? They have negative effects from the different worlds that it's on. So they basically have to collect them and neutralize them in a way. But yeah, I just started playing the game. I'm not that far in it, and it's pretty interesting.
This sounds like an indie game, but it sounds very interesting. What platform is it on?
I think right now it's on mobile devices,
Okay.
iOS and Android. I think it's moving to PS5 soon, though.
Okay. Ooh, I'm sorry. If I be honest, I'm telling you, like, this week totally kicked my ass. So it was just I titled this podcast Series of Unfortunate Events because that's what it seems like. I had a bit of bad luck all this week. From once we came back from spring break, I already knew that I had to do makeup photos. If you're new to the show, Go With The Flow, I am a digital media teacher. I teach journalism, so I teach for photography, video production, all of that. So my services are very much requested weekly, almost daily. Like everybody is starting to incorporate digital media into their curriculum, and I am their Yoda, so to speak. But I guess because of budgeting, they didn't want to bring in Life Touch to do the makeups, and our principal really wants everybody represented in the yearbook. But I'm just like, yo, if you weren't here, you weren't here, because it's just a lot. We say this. It's one thing if you were like sick or you were dealing with something, but we just have students that just don't want their picture taken. Photography for a lot of people being on the other end of the lens can give them such anxiety. People are very fragile or more so insecure about their appearance. So not only is my job really to photograph them and make sure that they are seen in the yearbook, the other part of it is just building a person's confidence and reassuring them like they're gonna look their best, like you're gonna work with them to make sure that they are just comfortable in their own skin. Because let's be realistic, is everybody photogenic? No. But if you fix your posture, tilt your chin down, and find your good side, you could have a good photo. Which brings me to my next point. I was also given the task to do a senior tribute video for signing day, which is Monday. Our original vision was to have like the senior glow up, like see what they look like freshman year to like what they look like now senior year. So I was like, for my program, for the most part, if you weren't at an event, if you weren't in a club, we probably don't have you. So like I was very transparent. I was working with our yearbook coordinator who this task fell on her lap, and it's a lot for her. So like I hope I'm willing to help her out because she's like such a nice person, and it just sucks that she has to do this. When we go around doing group shots of like all the clubs and teams at our school, and then I get to the task of putting this video together, and I look at the senior photos. I'm like, I'm trying to think if I should say the company name. I probably already did. Whoever Life Touch sent to take their photos is disrespectful. I looked at the photo, like I know most of the students, and they're fairly decent looking students. Not everybody, I don't expect everybody to be a model. Not everybody's going to give Tyra Banks or Naomi Campbell or really no male models like that. But you get the picture, like I don't expect everybody to be glam. But you can't tell them to just shift their head this way. Like there is no way that they pick the photos that like I received. It ain't no way. And I'm like, there's no way I could show this. Like I can't show this on signing day. Like this is like gonna be embarrassed. Like some of my students like see me working on this is like, Miss Marion, you can't. This is embarrassing. It's like you right. So I decided like I'm almost done with the video. I'm gonna work on it later. I probably need to take a nap after this first, but we're on the video. And I decided like I'm gonna just do some of the events that seniors are in and photos of them that we took. Maybe I can tell you now, not all of them are gonna be in there, but like it is what it is with like being just told this week that that's what they wanted. So, yeah, I know photography is more than just learning about how the composition and how to properly expose your photo. Like, you gotta be able to make sure that people look good, people trust you. And like, I'm looking at this, I'm like, yeah, I'm not showing this. Plus, like, signing day will be streamed because we just. That's the thing now. Everybody wants like every event to be streamed. So I figured out how to do that. So that will also be my responsibility Monday. Like I'm just, it's really draining. Like this is the gonna be like the busiest. May is gonna be busy for me in general. So like thank God I booked my spa appointment on my birthday. It's not this Sunday, next Sunday. 'Cause Jesus Christ, it's a lot. And like I was tempted to like cancel this to cancel the show tonight, but I know I won't be able to do my show next Friday because that's the senior superlative, which we'll be covering. And I think they also want to stream that. So there's that.
I wish I could help y'all out, really.
Like, yo, it's just the good news is I have like a few students that really helped me out. Shout out to Lachey, Tanae, Braylon, Michael, Tyler. Hope I'm not forgetting anybody. Amani, they have really helped me cover my bases. Like I was also photographing the artwork for AP Art. Shout out to Miss Abney, who has done an amazing job with our scholars, even the ones that are not naturally talented. But like some of the work that the students have produced is pretty dope. And of course, if we're going to be tag teaming May 9th for the art and photo gallery, which has also been on my plate. So, on top, not even that, also helping the fine arts department with Sister Act, whether it's getting the headshots for them, for our vocal teacher, Miss Quick, to record some tracks at GarageBand, how to use my space. Then I got other people that are using my space to create an inspirational rap for the upcoming park test,
What?
standardized testing. Like, I would say this. I was cool with it because like the kids took it seriously, and it was refreshing to have students that would take the time to perfect their project as opposed to just turning in anything. So like I was cool with that. It was just like everything happening at once. And that was very overwhelming. And then yesterday, this is really trippy. I ordered America's Best Wings. Get that, garlic parm wings, that combo with fries and a soda. So I hit up Uber, I mean not Uber, Grubhub. Then the driver dropped it off at the wrong address. Like I'm checking and they said, oh, it's delivered. I'm like, no, it's not. They sent a photo. I'm like, that's not my porch. You have to, like, I'm texting them, like, you dropped it off, you wrong, go get my food. I'm trying to call them. Like, they were not responsive. So I hit up
Call.
their customer service chat, told them what happened. They, it's like, it's yo, you either reimburse me or redeliver my food. Like, you know what I mean? And, they did that. They did reorder my food. So that was good. And the person that received my food did call me to let me know. And I told him, like, yo, you don't have to worry about it. You just got a free meal. So that wasn't too bad. Like, that came out like a happy ending. It was just the fact that I had to go through that. That was a lot. And then today, me thinking that, oh, most of the makeup photos are done. Anything else I have to do would just be like after school. So, like, my free period, I can catch up on grading. But then I walk into my back office this morning and I smelled gas. And I thought, like, am I bugging? So, like, I went and got my teacher from next door. He kindly came in and took a firm, like, yeah, it's definitely gas. So I'm calling security to hit up, get the head of Busy Bee to come check this out because like I ain't trying to blow up. Just like why? Like this was completely unnecessary and out of the blue. Like why did this have to happen like right now? And finally, Mr. Joe. Well, first of all, they were trying to confirm whether he was in the building or in a meeting or da da da. I was just like, yo. Call him now. Call him. So he finally arrives. He confirmed, like, yes, it's gas, but it wasn't. Because I started to, like, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, while they were trying to get him, like, I started to break down and cry a little bit because I'm like, this is too much. Like, it was just way too much. But Mr. Joe, he did come in. But he said like it's not really a danger. He understand my concern about it, but he said like it we ain't gonna blow up, we don't have to evacuate or anything. So but I didn't wanna have my classes in there because as soon as if the students smell it, they're gonna freak out. It's gonna cause a panic. So I let admin know what's going on. I closed down the studio, we had classes elsewhere, and it was that part was fine. And then by the like around fifth block, Mr. Joe had handled the situation and called the contractor. Because here's the thing, they created a gas pipeline for the greenhouses. We now have greenhouses like on the blacktop, And it just happens to like run through where I'm at. So they turn the gas off, and they're gonna be working on that over the weekend. So hopefully they can get that resolved. Like, I'm excited for the greenhouses, and I think that would be pretty dope. But I'm just like, first of all, I'm trying to think, like, for and this, excuse my ignorance to greenhouses and urban farming. I'm trying to figure out, like, why would you need gas in a greenhouse?
Able to keep it heated? I don't.
Like temperature wise, like I don't like yeah, like I was very confused. Like I know they had to run water, like they did a pipeline, but I'm like, I'm not quite sure what but okay. So I was yeah, it was just like it was just hugely inconvenient, but like I was able to maneuver around it where it wouldn't impact everybody else that was like using my space, and I was coming up with contingency plans and just kind of moving things. Like, so after I was reassured, like it wasn't too serious, but I knew like I couldn't have my class in there, I just maneuvered pretty nicely, so that was good. And then I'm still trying to get the senior tribute video done, but yeah. It is a series of unfortunate events, but I feel pretty good that I was able to navigate it very somewhat easily. You know what I mean? And I think that is a valuable lesson that a lot there's gonna be random obstacles that just gonna come your way, but you always have to just kind of take a deep breath. If you need to cry about it, cry about it. If you need to step away and have your moment to reset, go ahead. But always do what you can to keep it pushing, So yeah, I felt pretty good, by after school we were able to utilize my space, and some of my students helped me with the tribute video. Just to find some pictures to make sure, because most of like what I immediately have is just kids that are in my after school program, but they were very helpful in providing photos. That would, make it more inclusive. So shout out to my team. Thank you so much for helping me. It was a very difficult day. On top of it, like being super rainy. Insane. Yeah. But the week has also experienced we experienced some great loss in our pop culture this week. We lost two legends. Well, take a look. We lost Jerry Springer and Harry Belafonte. Harry did bring it. He was 96. He has lived a very long and beautiful life and had like this iconic career. Singer, actor, best known for Carmen Jones and singing. One of his songs went was on Beetlejuice. Jump in the Line. That's what Jump in the Line. That's what like one of my favorite songs. I really remember him. And then I recently saw him in this Netflix documentary, Is This Black Enough for You? And if you haven't had a chance to watch it, Manaya, you should watch it for real. It is
Okay,
a
what is it on?
it's on Netflix. It's about like a
Oh.
two, maybe 2.5 hour runtime. But it's mostly about like the evolution of black representation in Hollywood. And what makes me really respect Harry Belafonte is that he didn't just take any role. He was very strategic and very mindful of what he portrayed on screen. And I think moving like that is something that all actors, like, I understand, like, some people need a check, but at the end of the day, a lot of the images that you put out in the universe can sometimes be weaponized, in the use of oppression. So, kudos to Harry Belafonte. Rest in peace. This like iconic legend. And then, of course, we lost Jerry Springer, who passed away at 79. 79. He was battling cancer. If you don't know who Jerry Springer is, even if you weren't alive in the 90s, in the 2000s, I'm pretty sure you have seen some snippet of the chaos that it has ensued on his show, the Jerry Springer Show, that had forever changed daytime television. And to be perfectly transparent, I don't know if, to be honest, I have mixed feelings with Jerry Springer because it always seems like he brought on just a specific type of black people that didn't really put us in the best light. See if it was balanced. But those, like, if he did, it's like those clips don't get shown enough. It's always the paternity test. It's always, oh, he cheated, she cheated
They
with
cheated.
incest. Like, it's very, I think Jerry Springer's show was the precursor to current reality television, especially
Boring.
what Zeus is doing now, in my opinion. But I think he also had representation for people that were handicapped. He's been parodied, he's been featured on The Simpsons. There was the whole Jerry Springer movie. There was like he's been on WWE Raw. Like,
Oh my God.
is he in the Hall of Fame? Is he in their Hall of Fame?
That would be hilarious.
Like, he's definitely an icon in his own right, but that was always like my small issue with Jerry. I wish like there was more of like an equal balance of representation for minorities, but a lot of people are feeling hurt of his passing. And yeah, so RIP to Jerry Springer, to an icon that had forever changed reality TV. Like, what is your best? I mean, did you get a chance to watch him and Anaya, Jerry Springer?
When I was younger, it was him, Maury. What's that judge? Judge Judy? Judge Mathis? I watched so many different stuff.
What?
On, I think they were on CW. Well, whatever CW was called back then.
WB.
When you didn't have any cable, so you had to watch stuff like that.
What is your like most memorable moment with Jerry Springer?
The episode with the transgender person. Yeah.
Like
It
when
was
they put,
like
go ahead.
an episode where the dude cheated on this little white girl, and the person that he was cheating on her with came out, and she was like, she felt bad for the girl because she didn't know. And so the dude was just like putting the little white girl down and all that. But then she starts cursing him out, and she's like, "So you know what? I'm transgender, and I will box your ass right now." I was like, "What the fuck? What?
Well,
The part wasn't that she was just transgender. It was up in the fighting part that caught me off guard. I was like, huh?
who won?
She won too. She was bobbing and weaving his shit. He didn't hit her once. He didn't hit her once.
Wow.
Was like
Well,
she had ultra instinct or something, the way she was dodging those hits like that.
well, I guess Jerry was also an ally. Worked. All right, again, RIP to both those legends that really have left a major impact in pop culture. Whether you feel it was positive or negative, that is completely up to you, and you could discuss that in the comments. Moving on to someone that everybody is happy that she passed away. Emmett Till's accuser, Caroline. What's her name? Hold on. It's in my
I
notes.
just post something about that. Like, finally, the bitch is dead. The bitch is dead.
It's Caroline Bryan Dunham. He passed away at 88. And
Jesus.
88, that's a long life to live
Yeah.
free. And she died in hospice. I believe she also had cancer.
Jesus Christ.
It's
Someone had
rampant.
cancer.
But yeah, like that is. There's been mixed reactions on Twitter in terms of her passing. You know, a lot of people have been, celebrating it. Others feel like, damn, she lived a full life without receiving punishment for what she did. Doing a little bit of research before I came on, and apparently she had an unpublished memoir where she wrote she didn't realize what was going to happen to Emmett. Hey, girl,
Okay.
come on. It is Mississippi.
Sorry.
Like, you already know
Mississippi.
the culture there. You know what I mean? You know that he really didn't do it, so like, why? Like, no. Her memoir is somewhere at a university. I'm glad it was unpublished. Don't give her any coin, whatsoever. I hope it stays unpublished. I don't think her family deserves a dime whatsoever. No. But let's go ahead and check the tweets because some okay, it the tweets are all over the place. Let's go to the top of the list. Of course, oh wait, did they refresh it? Oh dear God. Okay. So some of them have been more so like this. It's very not on my way to take a heaping shit on top of Caroline Bryan Dunham's lifeless corpse. I
Jesus Christ.
like, oh my God. Some of them is like reporting, her death. Da, 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 da. Emmett Till's accuser had finally died of cancer. I think it's time to go shoot her gravestone and from her
What
resting place into a public restroom. Wow.
is with them defecating on it?
The leader of the KKK and that Emmett Till lying accuser Caroline Bryant are dead in the same week. What is this? Wait, I don't want to get a copyright thing, so I'm not about to play whatever they have Kanye saying. I may play that later, for myself. Let's see. Oh my God, POV, you are Caroline Bryant Dunham. And there's exploding volcanoes, lava everywhere with skeletons burning in agony.
Oh, you're in hell. Burn in hell for your
Wow.
sins.
The hell Emmett Till's cousin Willa Parker talking about honoring Caroline Bryan Dunham. Are we pissing on people's graves with forgiveness nowadays? Don't think Emmett's mom would have wrote these type of words. I mean, what did he say? What let me say. Statement on the death of Caroline Bryant Dunham. Our hearts go out to the family. I wouldn't have wrote that either. And he looks old. Let me read the whole thing, but
Definitely.
like he looks like he was around the time he lost his cousin. Hold on, let me see what else what he said, because let me give it a chance. As a person of faith for more than 60 years, I recognize
60.
that any loss is tragic and don't have any animosity towards her, even though no
Why?
one will be held accountable for the death of my cousin and best friend. It is up to all of us to be accountable to the challenges we still face in overcoming racial injustice.
She's dead. She's dead. Be happy. Don't worry about it.
Please. It goes on. Like, people are not the hellhounds when they heard Caroline Bryant Dunham fully arrived. Wait a minute, wait a minute. This is the one from That's So Raven.
That's something.
Not Let's Eat. Okay.
Finally,
Oh my
some good
God.
fucking news.
This is like the fact that this bitch died of old age surrounded by friends and family is disgusting.
Great.
I was always taught to never say bad things about those who have died. Well, Caroline Bryant has died. Good. Oh, Lord.
It wasn't a bad thing, so.
And it, I don't know what it is about our culture. When anybody dies, they did the same thing with Queen Elizabeth. We're smoking on that Caroline Bryant Dunham pack. Tonight.
So annoying. That's hilarious. Where somebody had a lyric in their song about Queen Elizabeth's death. Queen Elizabeth's death. It was like, we're waving like the Caribbean is the night. Queen Elizabeth. Her name is hard. My tongue and my lips ain't working.
Right. Other people are taking the opportunity, just a reminder of what happened to Emmett Till and the circumstances surrounding that. If you didn't get a chance to watch the series or the movie, in regards to Emmett Till, he was 14 years old, Chicago kid that went to visit his family in Mississippi for the summer. He was accused of whistling or harassing a white woman, and these villains went into his family's home, pulled him out in the middle of the night, and really just tortured and killed this little boy.
Boy.
Yeah, he's a boy. He was 14 years old, like chubby cheek, innocent little
bright
kid.
eyes.
And in his mother's grief, she wanted the world to see what they did her son. And this really gave a huge jump start to the civil rights movement. I'm not gonna show the photo again, but like it was everywhere. Jet magazine, like in the newspapers, like it was an open casket. This beautiful child was being so badly and bruised and disfigured, and bloated. It was truly messed up. My students got a chance to see the movie during Black History Month, and they were heartbroken about the story. But I really, the message that I like the most is when somebody said, like, her death doesn't serve as justice. She got to live a full life.
Like, even with the karma of cancer, she still lived till 88.
She didn't serve any jail time. And
How?
it's just heartbreaking. Everybody knew who did it. They were acquitted because they were in Mississippi and had the privilege to be judged by their peers. And Emmett Till never received justice. But everybody should know the story because, we don't want that to happen again. But our biggest concern now that it may these types of injustices are
See,
still
stand
happening.
alone. Thank God.
I was really struggling to pronounce it. Like, when I tell you, like, I'm tired, but I was like, I was gonna do the show. Like, it's the fact that this technically still going on. Y'all remember Breonna Taylor? Her death happened, I think this was the same year as George Floyd. Am I wrong? Like,
So.
it was around George Floyd in the midst of the pandemic. We had heard of this young lady being shot by the police in the middle of the night because the original story that went out was like, oh, they went to the wrong house. The warrant was for, a drug dealer or something that was in the area. And her boyfriend got up because, like, you hear banging at the door in the middle of the night, you're asleep. So, of course, the boyfriend grabbed his weapon, thinking there's some type of intruder. Cops came in and started firing. Breonna Taylor was hit, and
Did they have a warrant?
the warrant was for it was so many things that were like confusing about the case because they said, like, the warrant was for her ex-boyfriend. That was in the area, but he was already arrested. They said they already
What?
got him.
That
Like, that's what I saw in one report. And if there's a Breonna Taylor documentary about this case, I need to watch it because there was so many mixed things that were coming out from this. I saw a post about how the aggressive tactics of the police were being used to serve as a form of gentrification. To really scare people to, like, move out of well, minorities, to scare minorities to move out of the neighborhood. Like, I saw something about that. Like, I don't know how true that is, but I'm like, Jesus.
Recently, there was a TikTok because on my TikTok, I get stuff about it's kind of like this person that judges the way cops do stuff because I guess they're like a law person, something like that. And there was this video of these cops because she has like these cameras in her house to make to like watch her kids and stuff when she's not home. And it was like only her 13-year-old in the house. But the police still went inside of her house. They didn't have a warrant. And they arrested her daughter. They had the wrong house. So I'm just like, what? How did you come to this conclusion to arrest a 13-year-old when you have the wrong house? That makes no sense.
That's the thing. It's really scary when you have so much power within a badge, and we don't know their true intentions of whether they're helping to serve the neighborhood and the people that live in there, or they have some other agenda. And that's the very scary thing. But the reason why I'm bringing up Breonna Taylor now is because one of her killers has been promoted. They got a new job. Cop who killed Breonna Taylor gets a promotion. We're back to my notes. So he has been promoted to deputy of Carroll County. You get a pay raise, sir? Disgusted. Now, me being the person that has a conscience, conscience, me being a person of morals and actually care about human life, if I was a police officer and I end up killing like an innocent person, or make such like a grave mistake, I would quit. Turn in my badge like I'm done. You know what I'm saying? So it bothers me like that he was never fired. I don't know if there was any disciplinary action any of the cops that were involved that night. On top of not being fired, you get promoted like you're still in it. Like that's beyond messed up. It's disgusting.
This is why people think they can just do whatever they want. And of course, when you don't give them any punishment for what they do,
Like I said,
know.
this was around the time of George Floyd. George Floyd was done. The cops involved in his death all fired. One has been convicted and sentenced. I haven't seen follow up on like the other officers. I know they're in jail. But I'm like, to see that it hasn't happened for Brianna goes back to what a lot of people are saying, like black women don't get the same level of justice compared to anybody else.
Yep.
Now, to be fair with
Get
George
back.
Floyd, there was a whole video that went out that nobody could ignore. It was very clear what transpired, all of that. So it is beyond. Beyond. Like, it's no more like a few bad apples. It's proof that it's the system, without a doubt, at this point. It has to be. Like, because ain't no way I would promote somebody. There's two ways to look at the Breonna Taylor case. This is either gross incompetence. You mean to tell me none of the police officers that look at GPS on their phone for the right address? At least that was the story that they were told. So you look dumb. Wouldn't promote a dummy. Wouldn't promote someone that can't read a map or read addresses. Because that's just such a high profile error. No.
What do they teach these
Or
people?
the scariest scenario is that this was done intentionally, going back to the gentrification theory. And they're basically rewarding an officer for implementing these tactics. Where, like, you're encouraging and showing that even with a high profile case like this, nationwide, worldwide, everybody know about, you're still willing to hire them? Who's gonna trust the department? In order for officers to work with the community has to trust them. I wouldn't trust this community. I mean, I wouldn't trust this department. Know if Carroll County would even get the help that they need. least not from the police department. I don't know where they're gonna go when they're a victim of a crime or, no victim of a crime. Where are they gonna go for help? When they know, like, they either have a very grossly incompetent deputy or someone that is cold-blooded enough to still kill an innocent black woman and still be on the job. It's heartbreaking. I hope that I like, and then again, like, where's the Department of Justice? What are they doing?
Watching, spectating.
We don't need
Don't feel
spectating.
like doing that
We
job. I
need action
don't
because, like, this is what I got. At some point in my life,
want to do this.
like, I'm moving to a different country because I can't anymore. Y'all can
But
go
which
plenty.
one? The
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. So I saw a post online, not a post online, a post on Instagram that some embassies, like around, it's not this weekend, it's like the weekend, May 13th or 14th. Like, you can go in, and some are doing like virtual tours of their most beautiful cities. Some are doing like food tasting, like it's all free. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see, like, I would like to interview either like an ambassador or whoever works at the embassy and just ask them, like, yo, why should black people come here? Why should black people like move to your country? Because America ain't it. Like, what can you do? Like, what do you offer
taking a
for
Germany.
me as a black woman? Do you have bomb health care? Do you protect women's right of choice? Do you have good jobs? Like, is it safe? You know, what are some of the perks of living in your country?
Finland, Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden's one of the embassies that's open.
Yes.
When do you come back to DC?
May around like May 13th, May 11th, between that time.
Okay, so if you want to go,
When is it?
it's May 13th.
Oh, damn. I think my dad might bring me back early.
Okay.
So I think I might be able to go.
Yeah, we could just go up there and check it out, 'cause like I would definitely want, I want to ask that. I really do. And I hope they answer it. It's just like, how is your country better than America? They may be a little like too on the nose, but it's just like, why, like, how would your country appeal to black people and specifically black women? Because I'm looking, I'm shopping around.
Next Oscars, don't. Sorry,
Just
not
like,
moving ever.
as long as your outlets are the same, like, I could do this anywhere. How's your
I've heard a lot of
internet?
good stuff. Heard a lot of good stuff about Sweden and Finland. Just heard, I heard a lot of good stuff. Heard good things. Heard good things. I
Yeah,
forget what
what's
the
your...
other one's called. Dutchland? What is it called?
don't think there's a Dutch
Denmark.
one. Denmark.
Sorry, Denmark.
How's your
Know
food?
they're all in the same area. Ooh. How is their food?
That's the question. That's also a huge factor too. So it's like there's a lot of lingering. That's just because it, like, that I would love to ask. I'm gonna do some research and see if, like, maybe if I can plan something ahead of time, because that would make a really Dope video. Before we close out, this is a reminder. I still have a contest. Just FYI, if you can guess the character that I'm going to cosplay at Plus Ultra Entertainment's Villains Ball, then you have the opportunity to win some merch for my upcoming website. A lot of exciting changes going on with that. So I'm looking forward to unveiling that pretty soon. But you gotta guess. You gotta send me your guesses. Tag me at NoirVibesDC, hashtag Villains Ball. I've been spilling some clues through my episodes at the end, so please make sure that you come and take a listen and get those clues. Okay? I'm trying to think, well, this will be my final clue because I won't be streaming next Friday. No, this will be, well, I'll do the reveal because even That's a good question. I think this might be the last and final clue. And if you can piece everything together, you can easily get it. But now you can't guess because I already told you who it was and you've seen the outfit.
Oh.
The last clue for who I'm cosplaying for the Villains Ball. This character, this villain, is on Powerpuff Girls. So there's your last clue. So the next episode, the next time I stream, I will be revealing the character. Yeah. So let's see you guys submit your guesses. I'll be excited to see who you guess and an opportunity to win some merch from my website. The website will be coming out soon. There'll be some changes to the publication, some really good ones. I'm really excited for this. Just a bit of good news after some series of unfortunate events, but we made it here. Again, I will not be streaming next week because we have the senior superlative, and that would be a lot. It'd be so much. And I've learned to just sometimes just take the moment to take it easy, so I'll have a breather. But don't worry, you can catch up on past episodes, whether it's on my YouTube channel, Noir Vibes DC, or you can find me on Spotify. Just search up Go With The Flow, or you would type in my full name, which may be a bit easier because there are a couple other podcasts with the name Go With The Flow. I don't know how active they are, but I'm active. I'm here. And make sure that if you didn't get a chance to be part of the conversation, it's okay. You go back and play the previous episodes and get caught up. And I appreciate you guys for coming in and listening and really supporting the channel. Hopefully, once I come back from my break, we'll be on regular schedule. We no longer have half a days either.
Oh.
Yeah, it's full day
What
Fridays. It's just that time of year. We never had like half a days throughout like the whole school year. You remember that?
that. I've been gone from high school for like 3 years now. I do
Yeah.
not remember
Jesus Christ, it's been 3 years.
that. Yeah. 2020? What?
Time be flying. But what is time anymore? Okay.
Relative.
All right, so I'm gonna let you guys. I'm gonna eat, get some rest, and then I'm gonna try to finish up this video. And I hope they like it, because it's all I'm doing. So, you know. All right, y'all, take care. And remember, you can't go wrong when you go with the flow. Make sure that you follow me on all my social media at New Wire Vibes DC. Make sure you follow because you will get all the updates and changes to that as well. All right, take care, be love, have a great weekend, and I will catch you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.